I got really ill to the point where I was put on a life support machine called ECMO. And it was basically like a race against time, just trying to find a match. So I only waited for 4 months in total to get my lungs. It all happened quite quickly. So like my decline was just really fast. You know, like I'd gone from dancing at a wedding one day and then literally 3 days later I was in hospital. I feel really lucky and really grateful because obviously it's the greatest gift you can give. Like they've saved my life. And the fact that a family decided to donate their loved one's organs because it's down to the donor's family to decide and they get the final say whether somebody's organs are donated. So I think they're amazing because they decided in their time of grief to help another family that they don't know and a complete stranger. It is the best thing you can do for somebody else. It's amazing. When I got put on the life support machine, the doctor said to my family that I might not make it. I literally had just a few weeks, if that, left. So they did save me right at the last minute. I've never felt this well in my whole life. It's crazy. Like I have a really independent life where before I'd have to rely on a lot of people, you know, just to get me about to places where I couldn't breathe properly. And like, for example, I'm off to uni this year and that wouldn't have been possible before. You don't need your organs when you pass away, like nobody needs them, but there are people that do, and 3 people die a day waiting for organs due to lack of donors. So I think if you could save a life and you have the potential to do that, then everybody should sign up and do it. Well, the most important thing is to tell your family of your wishes because they will always get the final say. So it's important to have that discussion with your family so they know what you want. Because even if you are signed up, they can still say no.